Chapter 10, A Doctor's Visit. Max and Laura play near a river for some time, but later go back to the cottage. Everything is quiet. They don't have a key, so they knock on the door. Nobody answers. They knock again. And Mrs. Black answers the door. She is wearing an apron, and she has a rolling pin in her hand. She says,
"Hello, children. I'm making a delicious chocolate cake for lunch. Your Uncle Stephen doesn't feel very well. Your parents aren't here, and I want to help."
"What do you mean? Uncle Stephen's fine,"
says Max.
"He has a headache and a temperature,"
Mrs. Black replies.
"He works too hard."
This is very strange. Uncle Stephen is never ill. Max and Laura don't believe the housekeeper.
"I want to talk to my uncle,"
says Laura.
"Me too,"
says Max. Mrs. Black is a big woman. She stands in the door and the twins can't pass.
"It's not a good idea,"
she tells them.
"Your uncle is upstairs. He's resting."
"I want to see my uncle now,"
repeats Laura.
"You can't see him. There is a doctor with him now,"
Mrs. Black shouts. Laura pushes the woman and she falls to the floor. Max runs past her too. They go to the study, but their uncle is not there. They run upstairs.
"Uncle Stephen, are you all right?"
shouts Laura, but there is no answer. Max opens the bedroom door. Uncle Stephen is lying on the bed. He cannot move his arms or legs because there is a rope around them. There is a big bump on his head, and his eyes are closed.
"Is he dead?"
asks Laura in a frightened voice.
"No, he's sleeping,"
Max replies.
"Look, he's breathing."
"Yes, he's sleeping,"
says a familiar voice. They look up and see a man in the room.
"Martin Knight,"
they say together.
"Oh, yes,"
he laughs.
"Your uncle is sleeping. Now we can take his book and discover the secret of the stones. Now no one can stop us, especially two stupid children."
At that moment, Mrs. Black arrives.
"I see you know my son,"
she says. She is holding the rolling pin. Suddenly, Max understands what she wants to do.
"Quick, Laura!"
He pushes his sister to the floor. The rolling pin misses Laura's head. Max jumps up. He tries to take the rolling pin from Mrs. Black. Laura gets up and starts to run away. Martin Knight tries to stop her, but she is very fast. Suddenly, outside, they hear the sound of a siren. It is a police car.
"Quick, the police!"
shouts Martin. He and Mrs. Black run. When they arrive at the door, there are two policemen waiting for them. They put handcuffs on the two criminals and push them into the police van. Laura telephones for an ambulance for Uncle Stephen. Max speaks to the policeman.
"Thank you,"
he says.
"But I don't understand why..."
He stops. Under a tree in the garden, he sees an old man.
"Mr. Carter!"
Mr. Carter comes and talks to Max.
"Remember, boy, you must tell me your problems,"
he says.
"I know these people. I know this place. I know when there's a problem."
"Thank you,"
says Max.
"You're welcome,"
the old man smiles.
"Now, how about a nice cup of tea?"